Drugs worth 3 million euro, handguns and a machine pistol found by Gardaí in industrial units in Dublin and Meath. 9 men arrested. More on those raids yesterday. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is with us now. Paul, what happened?
Well, this yesterday was the culmination of a major investigation which targeted one of the big drug trafficking groups in the city, which also has links to a major drug trafficker in Spain. The Gardaí targeted the distribution network, the storage depots, the movement of the drugs and guns, the point of sale, and as well as some of the distributors, some of the customers, the people who were being supplied, were also arrested. This was an operation by the Garda National Drugs Unit. This morning, there's a total of 9 people in custody, their age between 29 and 46. There's 2 men in Blanchardstown, there's 1 in Clondalkin, there's 3 in Finglas, there's 1 in Ballymun, and there's 2 in Store Street. And the Gardaí are describing at least 5 of them as significant players in this organised criminal gang. 5 are Irish people, 4 of them are foreign nationals, Eastern European men.
Separately, Paul, a man in his 50s arrested in connection with the discovery of around 10 million euro in counterfeit cash.
Yeah, it's at least 10 million. It could be up to 20 million euro in counterfeit cash. Gardaí from the special branch raided an industrial unit in the Baldoyle area of Dublin yesterday, and they arrested a 52-year-old man, and they found the notes. Again, very high-quality fake counterfeit notes, but they also found the equipment for making these, producing this counterfeit money, printing and computer equipment. Now, we understand that this is a follow-on from a similar operation in February. You may remember where, places in Clonee, in County Meath, and in Summerhill were raided by the Gardaí, and they found a total of 2 million euro in counterfeit money. And again, they found a huge, sophisticated German industrial quantity printing press, as well as, again, printers, dyes, all the paraphernalia for making counterfeit money. And they believe that yesterday's seizure is connected to that one last February. The same outfit were involved in that.
Paul Reynolds, thank you. 28 minutes past 8.